This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The new coronavirus continues its deadly assault on the world with no sign it is slowing down, just the opposite. It's made its presence known and feared in 177 countries and regions. There are close to 615,000 confirmed cases with nearly 29,000 deaths. The figures come from a Johns Hopkins University running tally. That count shows the United States with the largest number of confirmed infections, about 105,000, and around 1,600 deaths. New York City is especially hard hit, but there are large new clusters emerging in Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. In Italy and Spain, death spiral numbers are still being reported. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to COVID-19, and health officials cited almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, while Italy's total case figures is moving up from 86,500. In Spain, infections have risen by 11,000, hiking the number of coronavirus cases there to well over 72,000. Deaths are approaching 6,000. Says a paramedic at a hospital in Barcelona, we are completely overwhelmed. In France, COVID-19 has claimed about 2,000 lives. 33,000 in the country are known to be infected. French health workers got a bright display of gratitude overnight, emblazoned in lights on the Eiffel Tower, Merci. Also spelled out in French was stay at home. Germany says it will keep its restrictions on public life intact until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with about 400 deaths. Chancellor Angela Merkel remains quarantined. She was being treated by a doctor, later found to be coronavirus positive. The only world leader found to be suffering from COVID-19 is British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is in isolation, one of almost 15,000 cases in the United Kingdom, where the official death toll stands at 759. This is VOA News.